It's early evening, sometime after the close of our last episode. As on a little traveled road outside the city, Perry Mason and Della Street ride in the back of an inconspicuous sedan. Here, Police Lieutenant Halverson give directions to the driver.
Turn left at the next unpaved road, Tex.
Yes, sir. How far down the dirt road, Lieutenant?
Just a little way.
Well, I'm going to step it up. I got to have daylight to look over the ground.
Tex, This place we're coming to is one of two places where we can stage the accident. This one is probably too tough, but I'll leave that up to you.
Okay, Mr. Mason.
You start slowing down, Tex.
Right.
You see how the road curves here?
Right beside the cliff.
That's right. Okay, stop. I cut your engine.
Now let's take a look.
Oh.
Don't get too near the edge, Della.
Don't worry.
It's a long way down the river. I'd say how deep it is. Might be rocks just a little way under the surface of the water.
I can tell you some things about this particular spot, Tex.
Okay.
If a car goes over the cliff traveling between 10 and 13 miles per hour, it'll clear the outcroppings on the face of the cliff, clear the river banks, and hit in about the middle of the stream.
You know this, Lieutenant?
Now, there are no rocks in the middle of the river. The water's at least 20 feet deep. Now, a good trick driver might drive a car over this cliff and leave the car just before it struck the water. He might float to the river bank where he'd be seen and picked up as apparently dead.
Now, apparently, you said.
Uh-huh.
He's supposed to do all that dressed up in ladies' clothes?
What?
Well, Mr. Mason here says I got dressed exactly like Suzanne Barkley's mother, so when we switched cars and I faked the accident, it looked like Miss Barkley was dead. All the time, it's me who's dead. What am I saying?
You don't sound very worried, Tex.
Oh, don't you be fooled, Miss Street. This here is tricky. Well, I'll give her a try.
I'll try it here?
Yep.
I can show you the other place.
Well, ain't this the best, Lieutenant?
Well, it has advantages.
Then this is it.
Well, now, Tex, you know the risks better than any of us. This is too dangerous. Don't try it.
Now, look, Mr. Mason, the way I get it, we got to fake a good accident, right?
That's right.
Miss Suzanne's got to think her mother is dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it's worth taking a chance.
Good.
Now, you got any questions, Tex?
Well, just the time, place I get Miss Barkley's car.
We'll set up a timetable later.
Listen, I have a question. Where did you get the information about the river, Lieutenant?
You remember Pete Watton? The syndicate member who was killed when his car went over a cliff?
Here?
Close by. In fact, we're only a couple of miles away from the nightclub where your friend works.
Yes, yes, I knew that. Well, what made you think of it?
Well, when Pete Watton was killed, we went around here asking questions. We learned he visited that nightclub earlier in the evening.
Any connection?
At least we didn't see any. Only one little thing. We're looking for a guy named Gus. One of the owners of the nightclub is named August Jansen.
Jansen? Well, we met him.
So did I.
I didn't know his first name.
Yeah, August. That could be Gus. I've had him checked.
Are your men checking Jansen now?
Tonight, you mean? Yeah, I think so.
Now, wait a minute. Was Jansen out of town while I was in Smithville?
I couldn't say. The boys don't follow him all the time. We're only spot-checking him.
Well, did you turn up anything?
No. I'm about to call him off. Apparently, he's a nice, clean-living guy. He's been dating Kate Beekman.
Has he?
Mm-hmm. Treated her nice as pie. Just one of those things, Mason. We're checking all known criminals called Gus.
August Jansen is a criminal?
No. But he owns a piece of a joint not 2 miles from where a syndicate guy was killed. So I thought it worth checking through. You want me to call him off?
Yes, all of them, Don. We don't want to make Gus suspicious at this time.
You got a point. All right, I'll call him off.
Okay, good. Well, you seen enough, Tex?
Well, I'm afraid I have, Mr. Mason.
You afraid?
I shouldn't tell you this, Miss Street, but you know how come I'm alive right now? After stunting automobiles for 7 years?
No, Tex.
Because I'm scareder than anyone else, and I ain't kidding. Oof, that river sure looks cold. Yeah, Mr. Mason, let's get out of here.
Meanwhile, in the apartment of Gordon Weber, August Jansen's accomplice.
Oh. Why don't the phone ring?
Yeah, I wonder where he's taking her now. Maybe Sam lied to me. Maybe Sam took my dough and lied to me. And maybe he's giving me the runaround just like all the rest of them. Why don't the phone ring? Oh. Skip. Tony.
Hello, Goody.
Well, Tony, Tony. Gee, am I glad to see you. Come on in, Tony. Come on in.
You sure it's all right?
All right, Tony. Tony, I'm so glad to see you. Look, you stay right there, and I'll mix you a little drink. You and me a little drink, huh?
You gonna have another one?
Me? Sure. I've only had three drinks.
What? You just had three drinks?
So it shows, huh?
I can tell you've been drinking.
Yeah, three drinks.
That's all?
Yeah, three drinks. You know why it shows, Tony? Because I'm a little guy.
Goody.
I'm a little guy. I'm so little, it shows when I take three man-sized drinks. Look at me, Tony. I'm a little guy.
Goody, I never heard you say...
You never heard me say it. Yeah, and you never said it. You're a real pal, Tony. You're a real pal.
Thanks. What is it, Goody? What's bothering you? That redhead?
She don't mean a thing.
Come on, Goody. What is it?
Mr. Jansen.
Oh, Gus.
Yeah, that's the Mr. Jansen I mean. He's putting one over. I know he's putting one over. I know the guy, Tony.
What are you talking about?
Talking about Mr. August Jansen. He's putting something over. I know he is. Well, I mean, I think he is. Sheesh, I don't know. Maybe he isn't. Maybe he's all on the up and up. And if he is... Well, anyway, I'm awful glad to see you, Tony. I thought I was going to find out, but he don't call him.
Who?
Sam. I used to know Sam, but Gus don't know I used to know him. Sam is Mr. Jansen's driver. I used to know Sam. I gave Sam a lot of money to... Well, Sam promised to call. Hello. Yeah, Sam. No. Wait a minute. I say it again. I've been drinking. Yeah, I'm sober now, baby. Yeah, you'll get your dough. Yeah, get up here fast. I knew it, Tony. I knew I'd get him.
Gus Jansen?
Yeah, now I got him. And I'll get the redhead, too.
Goody.
All right, get out of here.
What?
Beat it. Scram.
Well, I haven't even had my drink.
Well, go buy your own drink. Come on, beat it, Tony. I mean it. Get out.
Goody, you said you were glad to see
me. You're going to get out of here.
Yeah. Sure, darling.
Now, don't call me darling. Don't call me honey. Don't come up here anymore. You hear me, Tony? I don't want to see you no more. I'm going to be busy with a redhead. Now get out of here.
Gordy Weber just got important information from Sam, August Jansen's chauffeur. What Gordy learned will have a profound effect not only on Gus Jansen, but on Perry Mason and Mason's plans as well. You'll join us for tomorrow's important development, won't you?